Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 The Game. Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Kunin on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Chance for the Hawks to get themselves back on track tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Again, our pregame 7 o'clock and tip time at 7:30 as we have our usual chat with the CEO.
Yeah, man, it's Steve Kunin. Everybody loves Puffy K, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, brought to you by Kumho Tires. And Steve, it is a story that everybody, unfortunately, has been talking about. It was cute a few years ago when Popovich pulled it off. I know you addressed this with your TV experience on TNT, but man, when you've got big-name guys and they're not showing up to play and you've plunked down the hard money, we're talking about this load management, and what can the league do about it?
Well, the league put policies in place. In fact, the Clippers were fined $50,000 because Kawhi was on the injury report, and then the head coach said he's fine. So it's not a great look, and it's certainly something that I think the schedule over time will help that. You know, it's funny because I'm an older fella, so I grew up during the 80s when they played every game, you know. And if you said I needed to sit and rest, I'm not sure you'd stay on a team.
Right.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's just, as I said, and this isn't a thing about the Hawks, because I've said it before, you know, especially when it's a West Coast team, and if you're on the East Coast, you're one chance to see somebody with Golden State, or the time I want to see Anthony Davis play with the Pelicans. And it's a shame, because I understand the road trips, the grind, and the only way you'd ever take less games and shorten the season, you're going to have to double your ticket prices.
Well, but let's be precise here. I don't think anybody was buying tickets for Kawhi Leonard until maybe the playoffs. So let's be candid here.
Okay.
And, you know, we have not experienced that here. We have always had Steph play and LeBron play and the stars come out to play when they've played in Atlanta against the Hawks. So I do think locally we can tamp it down a little bit. But I do think it's a trend that we need to keep an eye on, because we plan to have lots of superstars here in the future.
And one more on this, Steve, before we move on. You know, what steps has the league taken? I know that we're seeing less back-to-backs. I know it's inevitable with the way that the schedule goes. You don't want the schedule being 8 months long. But what more can the league do to make sure that this is something that becomes prohibitive to do if you're an NBA franchise?
Well, I think what's happening is you're seeing far less back-to-backs even since the 5 years that I've started. I also think you will see, and I apologize, I can't really get into it, but I do think you'll see schedule modifications moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Right.
My first year, when I was all excited to be here, I would travel with the team, and we'd get back to Atlanta at 3:30 in the morning, and I'd have an 8:30 meeting, and I'd be miserable.
Boys.
You know, and I can't imagine somebody who's actually in shape, you know, doing it day after day. But it's very difficult travel. Like, the Bulls flew in here the other night, and they were landed at 2 o'clock in the morning. By the time they get in their hotel room, it's 3.
Right. But again, granted, it is a Four Seasons. It is our man Steve Kunin with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, big guy. We love John Collins. We had him on the show just about 10 days ago. Blindsided? Do we know that? As much you can tell us, did you know the suspension was coming?
No. We literally had less than an hour's notice. And remember, all of this is set up to protect the player, meaning, you know, the team doesn't know when the test is, the team doesn't know what the results are, and the team finds out in very short order that there was a problem. And I think it's fairly obvious the learning lesson is, you know, you have to lean on the team to help you make choices of what goes into your body, period.
And I know that he said he mentioned about, you know, some appeal to try and arbitrate it. What is that process like? Are we in that process? How does that work?
Well, he and the players' union would go to the league and to the people who hear those kind of appeals, but I don't think that it's not like a court date where you have to be in traffic court at 1:30.
Right.
You know, so his agent and the Players Association rightfully are the ones who handle that with the league.
Now,
we just want to support John and let John know that we understand that he made a mistake, and we don't want to vilify John. We want to hug John, and I think that's, you know, from everybody in the organization top down. He made a mistake, and it's a good learning lesson, and we're going to, you know, unfortunately, all have to deal with him being gone, but, you know, I think we've got a strong roster. Jabari Parker, I think, will fill the load and give us a chance to play other players and continuing what our plan was for this year, which is development. And, you know, I think if I would have said we'll be 3-4 after the first 7 games, I'm not sure there's a listener out there that would argue with me.
No, I'm with you. And the thing is, you know, to have Trae Young, the scary moment with that ankle injury, and then he's able to come back, and, you know, that, we talk about load management. There's a legitimate injury concern. He's able to get back and just go off and help you beat the Spurs, you know, and signs like Cam Reddish hitting his threes. We see DeAndre just look solid every night. You already mentioned Jabari Parker. So we're not going to talk about the Bulls game. We'll use that as an outlier. But the Spurs game was a fantastic vibe.
Well, there's going to be games like that. A, we're a young team. B, I think there was so much emotion Monday when all of this happened, mm-hmm. you know, and then the enthusiasm and the energy of Trae coming back and then Trae going 0-for-8 but not hanging his head and having 8 assists in the first half, which is really a testament to his ability to involve his teammates. And then he went, it was as entertaining a second half as I think I've seen in many, many years on any scale for NBA basketball.
And, you know, we mentioned this a little bit, you know, when you think about who that number two guy is, Jabari Parker has kind of been that guy. But this is also kind of a time where Coach Pierce can kind of get in the lab and see exactly what he has with both Cam and DeAndre, because this is a situation where you see these guys get up close and personal time. Not many rookies get this type of opportunity this early in their career.
Exactly, and that's the whole plan. You know, I've cautioned, I don't want us to get ahead of ourselves. You can't skip the steps and whatever cliche there is, but, Kevin Huerter and Cam Reddish basically hadn't played competitive basketball since March and April.
Right.
So it's going to take a few games to get into the flow. Trae, who's been playing and didn't have the injuries, you can see the way he's played. Jabari. And DeAndre Hunter has just been a joy to watch. And the things that he does, not all of them show up in the box score, you know, where we've learned to look at dunks, assists, three-pointers, points, you know, defense matters, and his plus minus. And if you notice this year, guys, I don't think we've had a team score more than 105 against us.
Talking, of course, with Hawks CEO Steve Koonin on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hawks and Kings tonight, final game of this long homestand before a very long road trip that comes your way, beginning in Portland. They'll be out west for a while. And Steve, I know with these 5 games, Coach Pierce talked about it earlier in the week. He said, you know, this is how you learn. This is welcome to the NBA type moments. How do you expect the team to come together over this run? Because it seems like this is probably the first real big test for a group with a lot of youth and a lot of seasoning needed.
Yeah, I mean, we're play 4 out of 5 nights against playoff teams, and when you look at how Phoenix is doing this year, that's a bit of a shock also. Mm. And so this is going to be a good learning test. I think 18 of our first 20 games are against playoff teams, which we have a very difficult start, and I think if we can continue to grow, develop, learn, and play well together, that – you know, the exciting back half of the season is lined up. So hopefully we come back injury-free, guys getting some more playing time, and the clock ticks down to when John's back.
Right on, big guy. And again, more importantly, win that over-under for me. All right, man. It's always about me and my bets. Steve.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard this thing, the first thing I said to myself is, damn, I'm going to have to hear about Mike Bell's over-under.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to redo the kitchen, Steve, okay? The Falcons have already let me down on their portion of this. So.
Well, let me tell you, if you're gambling your wife's home decorating money, you're in big trouble.
You're obviously not, you're not familiar with how the Irish get things done. But anyway, all right, brother, have a great weekend. And I got my tickets for a few of the games coming up next month. I already mentioned real quick, Steve, because I always forget the name of it. The Concert Club, those seats are fantastic that are above like the 200 level. Or what is that called again?
That is the new Concert Club, just opened this year, and I appreciate your ringing endorsement. By the way, come on down tonight. The Kings are a lot of fun to watch. De'Aaron Fox might be the quickest player in the NBA, so he against Trey tonight should be really special.
All right, big guy, since we get off and get changed, can't go down there dressed like this. All right, brother, we
All
love
right.
you. Have a great weekend.
Take care, everybody, sitting in traffic, because the traffic is insane. Come on down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.